You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and my name is Anita B, and that right there is the band Needles and Pins. They are local, and that's totally new. They have a new record out. It's called, well, it's actually coming out June 30th, so yeah, almost. It's not quite out yet. It's called Goodnight Tomorrow, and we heard the song All the Same. And it's a split release from Mint Records and Dirt Cult Records. There you go. Very exciting. Now they're going to be going out on tour soon. What's the date today? Today's the 14th. Well, I'm just on their Bandcamp site, and it says that they're going to be playing the Horseshoe in Toronto on June 16th. So there you go. Now I just so happen to play baseball with Adam. Adam Solomonian, I think that's his last name. He is on the Stilettos. He's the catcher. And it looks like he's going to be missing some games as well, because I'm going to be gone myself for a couple months, which is sad because I'm going to really miss my baseball. But, you know, I'm going to have a fun summer abroad, so that'll be good. Okay, there you go. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here until 8. And it is so cold out. I was at home and I was watching the Tigers game, as I do as much as I can. And I'm like hanging out on the couch under a comforter, like, and I don't have the heat on, of course, because it's, I don't know, June 14th. And I'm just like frozen. As I was on my way here in my car, it told me it was 61 degrees Fahrenheit. That's really cold, people. That should not be happening. It's practically summer. But what can you do? All right, we can listen to some more music. Oh my God, the next band I have is The Thermals, so that should heat us up. Oh, there we go. No, my show is mostly Canadian music, but it's mostly. But so now we're going down to Portland. I love The Thermals; they're so good. We're gonna hear this song, "I Don't Believe You," from their 2010 release, "Personal Life." Such a good song. These guys are so good. They're a three piece. If you know nothing about them. They've been around for a while, since like 02. They're on Kill Rock Stars, and yeah, there you go. So keep listening to my show. I think you might enjoy it. And there you go. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Don't understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know,
if you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Cool. Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Bandages, 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 b
CITRs is the place we're at. Okay, that right there was Hot Hot Heat, of course, with the song Bandages from their 02 record, Make Up the Breakdown, on Sub Pop Records. Yeah, haven't heard that song in a while. Those guys are out of Victoria. Now, before that, we heard Gob. I can't believe I played that song. It's so juvenile. We heard the song Soda from their record released back in, like, I don't know, 95 on Mint Records. Too late, no friends. Yeah, now Gob are actually still around, people. They still are. I don't know. I'm not really too much into them lately, but there we go. Now, of course, we kicked that set off with the Thermals with the song I Don't Believe You from their record Personal Life. It is 6:46, and my name is Anita B, and my show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And as I mentioned, it's really cold. And now just I've decided to give us the weather. Let's find out what is going on with the weather here in Vancouver. Oh, good Lord. It is so cold. It's 16 degrees Celsius, people. 16. What? All right. It's June 14th today, too, in case you weren't sure. So let's take a look here. The overnight low is 11. And it says it's going to we should be having showers overnight. So tomorrow, Thursday, oh, gross. Thursday, it's a high of 15 and dark clouds and rain. Lovely. All right. Then we move into Friday, high of 17 and rain. And then Saturday and Sunday, well, it's not much warmer. Saturday and Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds both days with a high of 17 and then 19. And I'm playing baseball on Saturday. So that could work. Okay. That's not too bad. It would be nice though if summer did come. I really do like the warm weather. I'm a big summer fan. But whatever. What can I say? All right. Let's move on with some more music. What do we got next? Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of summer, we're going to hear the song Hawaii, the classic from the Young Canadians. You know, that's Art Bergman's band. Let's go there. Where is it? Am I good? Hold on. I had it up. Hold on, people. Okay. I guess I'm not ready. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's try this again. Let's see. What sorry, my brain just stopped. I was all ready to go, and then apparently I'm not. So just let me get this going, folks. All right, we are good, and we are almost good, and we're good. Here we go. As I mentioned, this is Art Bergman with his band, the Young Canadians, with the song Hawaii. It's from the 4-song EP released back in 1980. On CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Let's go to Hawaii.
I'm willing, yeah. 'Cause I'm the one who's gonna show when there's nobody. Hold on to me, I got you, darling, yeah. 'Cause I'm the one who's gonna show when there's nobody. I'll be your man, I'll be your man.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was Despistado with the song A Stir Sticks Prediction from their 2002 release. I can't believe it's been that long. Wow, 02, 15 years ago. The Emergency Response. So I've played actually three records from 02. I think I did. I played The Pointed Sticks, I played The Black Keys, and something else. Oh yeah, Hot Hot Heat. Look at that. So Despistado is an interesting band. They're out of Saskatchewan. So not very many bands out of, I believe, Regina. I'm almost sure. And yeah, they were quite big there for a little while. They made a little splash on the Canadian scene. They did a reunion tour in 09. And that's about it. That's all I can tell you about those guys. I've never seen them, though. I do remember them playing Vancouver, though. I do remember that. And okay, there we go. So before that, we heard something from the Montreal band, Sonic Avenues, with a song, let's see, In Your Head, from their 2014 record, Mistakes. Those guys I quite love. And then the Black Keys, of course, were in there before that with a song, I'll Be Your Man, from The Big Come Up. That was from 2002, as I mentioned. That song, I have to tell you, I'm a huge Hung fan. That's potentially, well, not potentially, it is. It's probably my favorite TV show ever, Hung. Hung, the premise behind Hung, if you don't know anything about it, was basically you have this guy who is a high school teacher and can use some extra money, and he's hung. He's got a big dick. And so he has Tanya. That's her name. Yeah, Tanya is his pimp. So he's got a female pimp. She's got one client. Well, actually, no, I don't want to ruin it for you. He's her main client. Things get interesting. But if you've never seen the HBO show Hung, please do so. The last episode, I believe, aired, I want to say, in 2011. Yeah, it's been a while now. Was it 2011? That was around the era that the show was pretty big. I don't know how many seasons there were. Not a lot. Maybe two or three. And the setting is Detroit, and it's so good. So there, yeah. So that was the beginning. That was the opening song, I'll Be Your Man, on that series. And very, very good. Ray Drucker. That's his name. That's the main prostitute's name. All right, 7:03. And we're going to move on to more Canadian. Well, my show is supposed to be Canadian music. But I just did play Despistado. They're Canadian, so that's good. And I'm going to play more Canadian, too. So the Vancouver band, The Pointed Sticks, that's what we got right now, which is really awesome. This is a great song. I can't get enough of this song. It's sort of their hit from, like, I don't know, 1980, from the record Perfect Youth. Yeah, that's what we got right now. Do I have it up? What's wrong with me? Yeah, here we are. The song is Real Thing. And I've always wanted to cover it in a band. So if anyone wants to be in a band with me and cover Real Thing by The Pointed Sticks, that could work. Whatever. Here we go. This is it. You know what? There's a faster version of that song. And that version, that's off the record, Perfect Youth. But I have another version on a compilation that's faster. But you know what I just noticed? So I decided to stop that. But I just realized, look at this. The band Franz Ferdinand actually cover Real Thing. So I am so curious. Let's listen to that version. I've never heard it. So let's listen to it together. Here it is. This is Franz Ferdinand on CITR.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Yeah.
God, I love those guys. Okay, that right there is Cloud Nothings with the song Fall In from their 2012 record, Attack on Memory. Those guys are out of Cleveland. Oh, God, I love Cloud Nothings like nothing else. That record is so good. What can I tell you about them? I've seen them a couple times. I just recently saw them here in Vancouver, and they put on a really good show, and that drummer is one of my favorite drummers. I love watching him. He's so solid, and his he's just so talented. That's what I can say. I'm so awestruck. Anyways, 7:15. Before that, we heard something from, this story. If you know nothing about the Exploding Hearts, it's the most tragic story, I think, in rock and roll history. So the Exploding Hearts out of Portland, love them. They only released one record while they were alive. So sad. And it was called, where are we at? The Exploding Hearts. Guitar Romantic. And then, of course, I ruined the story if you didn't know it. They did all, well, 3 out of 4 perished in a van accident. They were coming home. They were on tour and they had just played San Francisco, and they were heading back to Portland. And they believe that the one guy, I think it was the guitar player that survived. No, I lied. Actually, I think it's the bass player. He died. So what happened is basically the car rolled over. He fell asleep, they think, fell asleep at the wheel. Van, like, rolled over. There are five people in the van. So 4 band members, all super young, like 20, 21, and 23. Those were their ages of the guys that died. 20, 21, 23, that's right. And then the one guy lived. He's in his early 20s, of course. And then their band manager was in the van and she was injured, but she survived. So 3 out of 5, that's right, ended up dying. So sad. Actually, I was in a band a couple years ago and we covered that song. It's one of my favorite songs, Modern Kicks. Such a good song. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, Franz Ferdinand. I always want to say Franz Ferdinand, but I guess it's Franz. Franz Ferdinand. We heard them cover the Pointed Sticks' song, Real Thing. It's so good. That was such a good cover, too, by the way. And you can find that on a Nardwuar. Look at that. The Evaporators. Sorry, what am I saying? The Evaporators. Nardwuar always puts out weird things. Like, not weird. Awesome weird stuff. Like, he has, like, other bands covering Canadian stuff and whatnot. And that was off the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette. And the Evaporators present Busy Doing Nothing. I don't know how many years ago that was released. I remember when it came out. I want to say 6-ish, 5, something like that. They do have a new record out, though, the Evaporators. So check that out. I think I played it last week. All right. Let's move on. The time is 7:17, and I'm going to play a guilty pleasure of mine. This is... the band, why is my stuff going away? I could have sworn I had. Okay, hold on 1 second. I'm going to play something from the Canadian band Pure. Now, speaking of dead, this is actually sad too, because I forgot that a member of Pure also died, but post breakup. So Pure are a band out of Vancouver. They were like busy doing their thing, sort of. They're pretty big in the mid later 90s, I guess. And their record Generation 6-Pack, which was released in 95, was a pretty big one. I remember, like, at that time, I was in Windsor, and 89X used to play it. And I was doing a show back at C-Jam, that's right. And I even saw those guys in Toledo. I went down to Toledo to see Pure. So we're going to hear my favorite song of theirs. It's called Anna is a Speed Freak. And that's that. So keep listening. I'm here until 8. And then today is what? The 14th. So my next show will be on the 28th, because my show's every second week. So that will be my last show for a couple months. Yeah, because I leave on the 30th. That is correct. Okay, for the summer. Let's listen. Let's go back in time to the mid-90s, folks. And let's listen to some Pure here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
complete. She's a speed freak.
She came from Greece. She had a thirst for knowledge. She studied sculpture at St. Martin's College. That's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have a rum and Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And in 30 seconds' time, she said, I want to live like common people. I want to do whatever common people do. I want to sleep with common people. I want to sleep with common people like you. Well, what else could I do? I said, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I had to start it somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you've got no money. She just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah? Well, I can't see anyone else smiling in here.
Are you sure?
You want to live like common people? You want to see whatever common people see? You want to sleep with common people? You want to sleep with common people like me? But she didn't understand.
She just smiled and held my hand. Supplies a barber shop. Cut your hair and get a job. Smoke some flags and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. But still you'll never get it right. When you're lying in bed at night, watching roaches climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all here.
You'll never live like common people. You'll never do whatever common people do. You'll never fail like common people. You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw. Cause there's nothing else to do.
There's nothing else to do.
Sing along with the common people. Sing along.
things that you do, cause you think that poor is cool.
Like a dog lying in a corner, they'll bite you and never warn you, look out.
They'll tear your insides out, cause everybody hates a tourist.
Everybody hates a tourist, especially one who thinks it's all such a lie.
Yeah, and the chip stains grease will come out in the bath. Climb the wall. If you called your dad, he could stop it all. Yeah. You'll never live like common people.
You'll never do what common people do.
You'll never fail like common people.
You'll never watch your life slide out of you and dance and drink and screw.
Cause there's nothing else to do.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Coming. I didn't quite get that.
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was, oh, that's new. That's not bad. I like it. It's Brendan Canning. A new record he's just put out. It's called Home Wrecking Years, and we heard the first track. It's called Book It to Fresno. Now, if you know nothing about Brendan Canning, then he is the guy behind Broken Social Scene out of Toronto, as well as a whole whack of bands. He's been in, what other bands has he been in? Wow, so many bands from like the 90s, sort of early-ish 90s. I'm trying to think. Head was one of them. H-E-A-D. Little H, big H, E-A-D. Let's see. Oh, By Divine Right. He was in By Divine Right as well. I forgot about that. Wow, that's a lot of stuff. Bionic? Was he in Bionic? I'm trying to think. Anyways, there you go. That's Brendan Canning. Now before that we heard Hot Panda, and I like that song. It's a new record they've put out. You can find it on the new record. It's called Bad Pop, and it's the song we heard is called Other Spooky Is. That's what it's called. Other Spooky Is. And those guys are local. They used to be on Mint Records, and I don't know what's going on with them lately. This record was released, it looks like, just, you know, independently. Yeah. All right. Before that, we heard such a great cover. It's Common People, of course, by Pulp. But William Shatner did that version, of course. William Shatner. Now, that record, it's called Has Been, and it was released in 2004, and it's so perfect. It's got so many good songs that he covers. I'm trying to think. Well, first of all, it was Ben Folds. I did not know that. He arranged and produced the album. So, you know, Ben Folds from Ben Folds 5 and all that. So he did Common People, of course. What other songs did he cover? I don't know. I think that's the best song. Oh, no. Did he work with Henry Rollins? I think he did. Anyways, all right. I'm not very informative on that one. But 7:40. 7:40 is the time. Okay. We have 20 minutes left of me and the music. So let's move on to the Vile Tones. Now, these guys are a band out of Toronto. And like 1980 was their heyday back in the day. So old school Canadian punk rock. And we're going to hear their big hit, the single, Screaming Fist. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
life away. Don't you take your life away. Don't you take your life away. Don't you take your life away.
CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Yeah.
All right, that right there, of course, is the Dead Boys. Wow, I haven't played those guys in a while. Mind you, I mostly play Canadian music here, but yeah, I'm crossing the border a lot more lately. I've been doing this show forever, and yeah, I'm spreading my wings. So anyways, the Dead Boys, of course, they're across the lake from Canada. They're from Cleveland, so that kind of counts. But speaking of Cleveland, I've played a few Ohio bands tonight, actually. So the Dead Boys there with the song, of course, All This and More from their record Young, Loud, and Snotty. Way back when. That was like, what, 1970-something, I think? So Dead Boys. I also played Cloud Nothings. They're from Cleveland. I played the Black Keys. They're from Ohio. Yeah, okay. This is all unintentional. But yeah, so the Dead Boys. I love that song. Such a great song. It's one of my favorite Dead Boys songs. Now, Waves, we listened to before that from their record, Afraid of Heights. We heard the song Demon to Lean On. I believe they're from California. And then, oh yeah, the Clorox Girls. They're from Portland. I know they are. They're from Portland with the song Don't Take Your Life. And I did see the Clorox Girls. I saw them, I want to say like 2 summers ago. Yeah, I can't believe it. Has it been that long already? I don't know. 7:54 is the time. And my name's Anita B. I am out of here in 6 minutes. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. If you listened, I really appreciate it. All one of you or none of you. I don't know. What do they say if a tree falls in the forest? And I don't know. All right. So I'm going to leave us with, the classic song Chinese Rocks. This is not Chinese Rock, Chinese Rocks. This is the Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers version. This song is actually, it was actually written by Dee Dee Wright and Richard Hell. And then, it was first recorded, of course, by the Ramones. So Dee Dee took it to the Ramones. And then, it then went, to the Heartbreakers next. And, Johnny Thunders did not write it, but it was written, but the song was released by Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers. Let's make sure we have that straight. And that is that. It's been a slice. I will see you all in 2 weeks. My show is every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. And my next show will be my last show for a couple of months. I'm out of here. And that's that. So here we go. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And this is Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers.
I'm living on like a kiss. We'll be right back.